Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says he'll do whatever it takes to keep inflation in check. That means the Fed is likely to raise interest rates later this month and that consumers with credit card debt will feel it. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
When Fed policymakers raise interest rates, it sets off a chain reaction. Within a day, most commercial banks respond by hiking their prime lending rate. And since most credit cards have variable rates tied to the prime, interest on any balance will go up. Greg McBride is with the banking services website Bankrate.com.
Bottom line is, when the Fed raises interest rates, rates for credit cards will also increase.
Right now, according to McBride, the average cardholder is paying about 13.5% interest, hardly a rock-bottom rate considering the prime is at 4%. Interest on credit card balances has edged down only a few percentage points since 2000, when the Fed started its four-year rate-cutting spree. Now, new higher rates could be turning up in credit card statements as early as next month. Some consumers, usually those with the best credit scores, might have fixed-rate cards and think they're safe from rising interest rates. But the Fed could very well hike borrowing costs several times before the year is out. If that happens, even fixed-rate cardholders will be in for a nasty surprise.
The only advantage of having a fixed-rate card is that it doesn't change as often.
Curtis Arnold is the founder of CardRatings.com, a consumer credit information service. He says many companies market what are called fixed-rate cards, even though technically they're not.
There's no card out there that's truly a fixed-rate card. If you check your terms and conditions, the 30 days written notice, usually the issuer reserves the right to hike your rate.
Of course, card issuers don't always wait for the Fed to act before hiking interest rates. Companies are always angling to lure customers away from their competitors. One popular come-on is to market cards with introductory rates as low as 4 or 5%, or even zero interest for some period of months. But lurking in those terms and conditions, there's usually another catch. One late payment, and the rate can jump by as much as 10 percentage points. And as Greg McBride cautions, nowadays any late payment could mean the end to a card company's low teaser rate.
In fact, many of them now use what's called a universal default clause, which states that if you're late with any creditor, even if you're late with another issuer or another creditor, that can be grounds for all of your credit card issuers to raise rates.
Barely more than a third of all consumers pay off their credit cards each month, and with the average credit card balance climbing to about $7,000, according to the Fed, interest rate hikes quickly add up. Consumers would be wise to begin comparison shopping now for low-cost credit cards. Many feature low rates for balance transfers or come without annual fees. But it's important to read the fine print. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.